There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin with the headlines. Hostage families sue Columbia University student groups. And University of Pennsylvania fires cartoonist over anti-Israel cartoons. In the United States, families of hostages taken by Hamas during the October 7, 2023 attack have filed a lawsuit against Mahmoud Khalil and several student groups at Columbia University. The lawsuit, filed in the Manhattan Federal Court, accuses them of aiding Hamas's terrorism through anti-Israel protests, which allegedly spread pro-Hamas propaganda and incited violence. Khalil, a leader of these protests, is also facing deportation. The Trump administration claims he misrepresented his affiliations on his green card application, particularly with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA. Khalil has been detained by ICE since March, though no direct evidence linking him to terrorism has been provided. The University of Pennsylvania has laid off controversial cartoonist Dwayne Booth, known as Mr. Fish, following the publication of political cartoons depicting anti-Israel messages and using Holocaust imagery. Booth's cartoons, which were released after October the 7th Hamas attacks, sparked outrage for their portrayal of Israelis and Jews in troubling contexts. While UPenn initially defended Booth's free speech rights, they later parted ways due to budget issues, coinciding with a funding freeze by the Trump administration. Booth, however, denies that his dismissal was related to his cartoons, blaming it instead on the university's financial challenges. He also criticized UPenn for cooperating with congressional efforts to target academics critical of Israel. In Australia, Jewish community leaders are condemning Victoria police after clashes during a pro-Palestinian protest in Melbourne CBD over the weekend. They allege police allowed anti-Semitic behavior to escalate as offensive chants like "All Zionists are terrorists" were directed at pro-Israel counter-protesters who were reportedly pushed by officers. One individual was even pepper-sprayed after attempting to reclaim an Israeli flag from a protester. Additionally, a man carrying an Israeli flag was sprayed with liquid by a protester, an act the Anti-Defamation Commission has called a hate crime. Victoria's Shadow Minister for Police is calling for stronger laws to address these protests, citing the strain on police resources and the growing concerns about public safety. Norway's national soccer team is set to face Israel tonight in a World Cup qualifying match. But the game's been overshadowed by rising political tensions due to the ongoing war in Gaza. Some Norwegian players, officials and media have voiced strong anti-Israel commentary leading up to the match. Coach Ståle Solbakken addressed the situation, acknowledging its complexity but stressing that the team's main focus is on football. While some players have spoken out about the conflict, others have been hesitant to comment publicly. Despite the controversy, the match will go ahead as scheduled. And American influencer Alex Earls taking legal action against British sportswear brand Gymshark, suing for £770,000, that's around 18 million rand, after the company allegedly pulled out of a sponsorship deal following her support for Israel. Earl, who has over 7 million followers on TikTok, posted a message of solidarity with Israel after the October 7th Hamas attack. Gymshark claims no contract was ever signed, but Earl's legal team says the company has accused her of breaching an agreement in a letter sent in January 2024. The deal included social media posts, a photo shoot, and an appearance at a brand event. Despite later attempting to clarify her stance, the lawsuit claims Gymshark ended the partnership over concerns about public backlash. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.